by site. As I mentioned last week, we are now, after having had the privilege of spending several weeks discussing various issues, which are Shasugis, last week, Chabonis Bnei Chaveri Barabim. This week, we are going to go back to what I guess we would call four sugis in Masechtas Ksubis. And today we're going to do the sugya of Zchus Habas. There is Halacha, which Chazal made a Takana, which is called Isur Nechasim. Isur Nechasim means that Chazal understood, even though males have a certain degree of primacy in terms of Yerusha, but a person has to take care of his Banois too. So they instituted a Halacha, a Takana called Isur Nechasim. The Gemara characterizes this in the following way. Rishayna Nitelis Isur Nechasim. The first bas takes an Isur Nechasim. Shnia Bamesh Shaira. Vishlishis Bamesh Shaira. The Gemara reads ice, how we create a situation where everybody, all the bonais, get a piece of the action. And Rashi says, Rishayna, Kosat the Daitach, Abba Rishayna Linase. We're talking about the first young lady who gets married. So Rebbe is saying that a person who died, he left it ben and many daughters. And now the daughters need to get married. So if that's the case, and they're all being Oymen Alaperek, they all need to get married at the same time. So everybody takes this takana of called Isur Nechasim, a tenth of the Nechasim from the estate for Nedunya, or none. That's if they all were ready to get married at the same time. If they did not come at the same time, so then it's sequential. So the Gemara here says the first one takes Isur. So now it's only 90% left. The second one, after the first one, took 10. The second one is now 90%, takes another Isur. That's 9. And the third, you now have 81% left. The third gets 8. And this is the way the assets are divided. Ask Tosfos and other Rishonim an obvious question. Why is the money being divided unequally if they are not coming to get married at the same time? Coming to get married at the same time, we just slice it equally. But if they're not, then it's not. Just because this one got married more first, whatever, we're not talking about who's older, who's not older. Whoever gets married first gets 10% of 100. The second one gets 10% of 90. Why should that be the case? Whoever gets married first should have more than the other ones. This is the central kasha in the sugya. And Tosfos says the yisod, which guides us through this sugya. Tosfos says that the schus of a bas and isur nechasim is not a general takana. If it's a general takana, you can ask, what's the logic of this takana? The schus of a bas and isur nechasim is chazal were oymed that had the father been alive, this is what he would have given to the daughters, because this is what people give to their daughters. Therefore, if that's the case, the first one to get married gets a little bit more, because we assume the father would have been alive, he would have done it this way, and he wouldn't have thought ahead to give her less, so to equalize all the sequential ones coming down. Whoever's in front of you, that gets 10%, and that's how a father normally would divide the assets. Let's take a look at the Tosfos. Devar Maskel Kol. So Tosfos says, in time of Kim Shim Nisakaidim, because she got married first, makes this bigger. Why is the first minor first necessarily entitled to 10%, which is 10, and the next one only gets 9? Chazal created, that's how normal people do. Were he to be alive, would have given 10% off the tap, and that thought, what could be with number two? So Taisi says, you say that on the basis of the Oymed Das of how a normal person thinks. As to Rajba, that's the case. I'm still schwer. Why don't the bunnies take Beshava if it's sequential? Each one should be able to get an Isser and Nechassim that happened immediately upon the death of the father. Meaning, why do we assume that the estate gets depleted sequentially? Why can't we just say the death of the father, similar to a Yerusha of the Ben, is Chal when the death happened, everybody gets 10%. Therefore, it should be equalized, basically another variation of Tosis Kasha. Rajba. The mess lay av when the father died. Havli balchayiv the asav given the mishar shaina. The daughters are considered to be creditors, just like creditors given the mishar shaina shtabul lunachasim. Dina who the chelka is b'shava. The ma'achad is the toughest lahai ubatzra lahai. V'yamertein achim chayavlem klum ad shas nesuin. A Rabbi Gufei, who the Amalek Haman, Bei Machra, and it goes on to ask Akasha, can't be, because it's not consistent with Rabbi. Answers the Rajba. Answers the Rabbi. Yeshleimah. He says that the Bonais are not Zeicha equally, because the Derech of the Av is to do it this way. Pretty similar to what Taisa says, and therefore we give 10% to number one off the top, and the second one only gets 10% of 90. So this is pretty much Mahalach Shitas of Taisa with some small variations. Let's see the Teretz. The first person, first girl to get married gets 10%. That's the way Chazal understood the normal people do. So we see the Rashi holds like Taisus that Isser Nechassim, the principle, is not just a takana; it's a Oymed Das of how normal people think. The Levush in Eben Ezer, one of the Daily Achronim, explains the Shitas HaTosis in the Rajba on the similar track that it's not a takana, but it's an Eimed Das of a person's mindset. That is how a person normally marries off his children. And the first daughter gets 10%, and Manatsunani are calculating within an account exactly how that's going to work out in the calculation versus everybody else. Misha mes v'niach basha tzrichali sa, says the Levush. Tiknu chazal, she yisu oisav nechasav, she has to get married from the estate. Zeo nekra parnasa sabas. This is called, different language, not yisu nechasav, we're calling it parnasa sabas. Ve'ine kashar tanaik tzuba. It's not similar to other tanaik tzuba. If you can make this a little bit bigger, Rav Pesach, so that one can read it. It's not similar to the other tanaik tzuba. Tiknuk da'konas chachamim al yarshim. The chachamim mishum kvayd aviyim shai tezalzol bitay that a yisayma his daughter shouldn't be mezuzal, which would reflect badly on the father. She knew go b'vinik hefker. There's no money to take care of her. That's not good for a young female. Therefore, there was such a takana imlai. Let's keep on going. Therefore, Ravush goes on to talk about Parnassa. Now, when he at the end, I'm editing here a little bit. We don't really know him. We can't understand how he would have done that, if he was a Vatran or a Kamsan, if he was willing to pay a lot or a little. Shira Chazal, Shana Lapachas Isra Nechosim. Chazal decided, the Levush explains, that at least 10% of the Nechosim should go to the daughter. Shekain Duklad Gadzim Shem Yisrael Shayna Pachas Lamisra Nechosim. Even the poorest person is understood that he has to take care of his daughter and 10% of the value. Yes, I remember. This already is a separate question. So we see Lavush codifies this issue here as a imidas of how a normal person would act in order to make sure that his bas is loyinaguba minik hefker. The Ritva asks Taisus and the Rajbas Kasha, and he says, from this sugi we see that the bas, by the fact that the numbers are 10 and then 9 and then 8, it's obvious, as we said earlier, that the bas is not zeicher in the chasamiyad at misa da'av. She only is entitled to get paid from the estate when she is ready to get married. When she's ready to get married, instead of 100 there's only 90 there for the second one. And therefore she gets 9. So the Ritva, there seems to be a little bit of a different angle than the Rashba, because the Ritva holds that the schus of Yisrael is a takana, a regular takana. Not like the Taisa and the Rashba, who say that it's a meyuchadik oimid das of a person's mind. Let's see the subtle difference here between, you have to be alarmed and see the difference between the Ritva and Taisa and the Rashba. Ritva says, "O ilo nisol b'zu achazu." What if they married sequentially? Kolach tells Yisrael Chash Nishu Machosa, we get the sliding scale from 10, 9, 8. Mishamina mahacha lehedyash ain't a bas echem Yisrael Chash matchitinase. Obviously, it's not her schus, because it was Bishas Misab, she'll get 10. And therefore, this is the Ritva's Mahalach. The Achrayim have a problem. Achrayim ask Akasha, the Sefer Beis Yaakov from the Nesivos, they ask Akasha, what is the Hemshech Lashon of the Gemara? Is, we'll see back to the Gemara, as Rabbanon ask Rebbe, Lidvarecha, Mishi Eshli Esra Banais, somebody has 10 daughters, without Uben Ein Loi, Leben B'makom Benois Klum. You're telling me that the estate gets valued to the daughters and the son does not get anything? How can that be? How can that be? So, in such a case, the Lechaira, if it's a case of a Takan and Eimed Adas, then the father would not have given 10% of his assets away to the Bonais to disenfranchise the Ben at all. So it must be, says the Beis Yaakov, the Rebbe is talking about a case where we don't know how to be Mishar Dasa'av, therefore we have to make a general guess. So we see that this Mahalach holds that the Bonais HaZecher and Yisr Nechasim, even if the father wouldn't have necessarily done it that way. And it's a Takana Ba'alma and not a Eimed Das of the father, and if, therefore we're going with the more broader principle of the Ritva, which is a takana as opposed to Taisus and the Rashba, which is a meyuchadika appraisal of the father's state of mind. Let's see the Beis Yaakov inside. The Beis Yaakov says, "Matayna Rebbe Amar, Bas HaNezayinus." Bass on his itis. Hold on 1 second, please. Says the Beis Yaakov, let's go to the next page. Ain't Shamdim Kalomali Lashasla Shnuyahabad Leya Midna Lashnuy. So he goes back to previous Gemara and he says, if you look at the dialogue between Rebbe and Rabbanan, you'll see. How could you say that there's a such a takana of isin achasim? What happens if somebody has 10 daughters? The son is disenfranchised. So what did Rabbi answer? Rabbi Haralovim, we're doing an appraisal. She can call an achasim. We're not assuming that there's appraisal. They're going to give all the assets to the daughter and the son gets zero. What's the dialogue here? Okay, so now the Beis Yaakov says his Yisoid. Says the Yisoid of what Yisur Nechasim is. The Takanah Chachamim is B'yesh eser banis b'emes ein leben klum. B'shakim says a startling kiddush that the takanas chachamim, in fact, if you take it through to its logical extension, is that the ben in fact is not going to get anything because the takanas chachamim iser nachasim is that the daughters get 10% of each one gets 10%. Why? Shekach, Komaisha Tikta Gav Nizainas. The parallel to Issa Nechosim of the Dunya is the same as Nizainas. Chazal were very, very invested that to make sure that the girls do not have any bushais. Because girls do not have, in the time of Chazal, any opportunity to make any money whatsoever. And Banis Yushalab Sachim, that we don't want. The Banis should do that. The Banis should do that. Rebbe has a different approach. Rebbe has a different approach. Rebbe says it is an evaluation of the person's mindset. And therefore, it's not a parallel to Mizainus. It's an evaluation of the mindset. And the mindset is, Chazal understood that a regular person gives at least 10%. If that's the case, how could that be? If you're appraising his mind, he's not going to leave anything for himself. He's not going to leave anything for his son. Can't be. Zemaksha, Rebbe asked the Chacham, Ketzed Oisin, Basar Banis. If you have 10 daughters, there goes 100% of the estate. It's not logical to say that the father is willing to give away 100% of his assets. He lost the club. Okay, my nasa blame the nazir. Without this, how could you possibly understand the appraisal? So the achrayim, therefore, seem to have a understanding that this takana is dependent of one of two approaches to understand it. Either the approach of the Rashban, the Ritva, that's the takana miyuchedes, the Rashban and Taisis, that the takana miyuchedes, that we appraisal persons. Mind, it's a takana ba'alma, or do we say that this is das b'nei adam, and we take a normal person assuming that he's willing to give away 10% to each side, and this seems to be a machlekes and rishonim between the Rashi and Taisis on one side. Rashi and Taisis explain that this is the banais are doing a evaluation process in such a case that the yisoid of the schus of isnus chasim is not a regular takana ba'alma. It's a mindset of what the father we assume would have given, and therefore he would have given it in this way, 10, 9, 8, because he would have sat down and made a takana to slice it up 10 ways. Ritva, however, has a different aspect, different to the takana ba'alma, and therefore, you look into the Sivas, in the Beis Yaakov, it seems that the Sivas says that the Machlenkis, this is telling in the dialogue between Rebbe and Rabbanan, and these two tzedadim, the schus of Issachar is the kol ma'alma, or this is stam das of Bnei Adam. The Achrayim, contemporary Rishivas, take these two tzedadim of the sugya and they work through. I'll show you a little bit here of the Simchas Binyamin. He puts down the two ways to understand this. He says, "Hadamidlaid midin if we know him personally, we know Yaakov is a big, very big spender. Vano yerdaitai nice and kamayshai nice. Then Bezdin takes over the case and can say, this is, we knew Yaakov, the very big spender. He used to do all the things that big spenders do. So then that's what we do. If we just don't know, we don't know him, regular person who doesn't have any obvious markers. Us nice and isinachasim. Yes, lachkar. Hard and nice isinachasim. Shum de talina and shadeh ayadaitai. Shadaitai. Lasse's Isser, is that the Yisrael? Oh no. It's only tell me that's Av. It's nothing to do with his mindset. Rachkachu adin, laydim das Av, and Lasse is Nachad's got his best. That's how it works. It's takana. We don't have to be Aymed, praise his mind. First way is the Rajman Taisis. The second is the Ritva, just a takana, a regular takana. Doesn't matter. We don't say that this is how Yankel would have done it. Listen, Nafkamina is Taka. If there's a Yankel that we know is a very big spender, he gets around on his Gulfstream jet. So in such a case, then we are aiming the das to figure out what he would have done, what kind of splashy wedding would he have done. And he says this, in fact, is a machlekes in the Rishonim, as you can see, the Nachlekes Rishonim, and he says this is machlekes between Rashi and Taisus went down, scroll down a little bit, you can see, and you can take a look at it yourself. He explicates the way it was explained till now, and other Rishonim, including the Rush, Chelek and Taisus, and they explained that the Takana is a Takana similar to Parnasa, similar to other Takanas Chazal, but it's not a appraisal of the person's individual mindset of how he would have decided to sequentially take care of his banais in such a way that we are required to follow that, even though he is no longer with us. I kind of machlekes rishonim here. If we have anas and achrayim, we will gather next week in Mir Tashem to go further into the sugyas of Masechtas Ksubas. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a good week.